This is the ONG's Via Remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Police in Myanmar broke up demonstrations in several places with tear gas and gunfire Thursday as protesters took to the streets again, undeterred by the rising death toll in this crackdown on opponents of last month's military coup. The incidents followed the bloodiest day so far since the military overthrew the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, with the United Nations Special Envoy on Burma saying 38 people had been killed on Wednesday. A car bomb killed or injured a number of fighters traveling in a convoy of vehicles belonging to Yemen's main southern separatist forces in the city of Aden on Thursday, according to the military. The Southern Transitional Council forces tweeted that the casualties were part of a convoy, which included Brigadier General Mohsen Alwali, but gave no figures. Heading into Israel's fourth election in 2 years, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping the success of his government's COVID-19 vaccination program will also serve as a political lifeline. The 71-year-old conservative, who is on trial for corruption and accused by critics of mismanaging the pandemic, has made the vaccine front and center of his campaign speeches, social media posts, and interviews. Britain, France, and Germany have scrapped a U.S.-backed plan for the U.N. Nuclear Watchdogs Board to criticize Iran for scaling back cooperation with the agency, diplomats said on Thursday, amid concerns about efforts to revive Iran's nuclear deal. The European powers, all parties to the 2015 nuclear deal, have been lobbying for the International Atomic Energy Agency's Board of Governors to adopt a resolution at this week's quarterly meeting. This is VOA News. In Washington, the U.S. Capitol Police Department says it made significant security upgrades, including increasing manpower, after getting intelligence about a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol on Thursday. The threats prompted the U.S. House of Representatives to cancel its Thursday session. The Senate is scheduled to meet. The Capitol building has been protected with the help of National Guard troops and surrounded by an extended security perimeter with tall fencing since a January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. That mob breached the building as members of Congress met to certify President Joe Biden's election victory over Trump. Thursday's date is connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Trump would return to power on March 4th. The date was inauguration day for U.S. presidents until it was moved to January 20 in 1933. Meantime, the top intelligence officials of the FBI and Department of Homeland Security said in a congressional testimony that neither agency had garnered intelligence indicating that supporters of Trump would storm the U.S. Capitol on January 6 in an effort to overturn the November election results. The testimony comes amid growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead up to the Capitol attack and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. In the state of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday he would not resign in the wake of a series of sexual misconduct accusations leveled against him by young women, but offered a fresh apology and vowed to fully cooperate with a review by the state's attorney general. An attorney for one of the three women accused Cuomo of misconduct and said that the governor's apology was full of falsehoods. Cuomo said his behavior toward the women who have accused him of misconduct was unintentional and maintained that he never touched anyone inappropriately. The complaints about sexual misconduct emerged after questions mounted over Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus pandemic last year as it tore through nursing homes. New York State politicians, many of them fellow Democrats, have said that Cuomo tried to silence his critics and routinely govern through intimidation. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Thursday the latest problems surrounding Brexit and Northern Ireland could be solved with goodwill and common sense. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.